Hi, this is Tina.
And this is Ellie with your Heat update.
In case you forgot, Heat is UCR's homecoming concert taking place February 7th at the center of campus at 8 p.m. Performances include Planes Crash, Through It All, Everybody Else, Sweethead, DJ Frankie Chan, DJ Heather and Colette, Circus Survive, She Wants Revenge, and NERD. And if you're looking to get your hands on a pair of tickets, visit heat.ucr.edu or ticketmaster.com.
I recently spoke with Adam 12 of She Wants Revenge to see what he has in store for Heat.
What was it like? I've known Justin since we were little kids. So we've known each other since we were kids, although we didn't spend a lot of time together as we grew up. But, you know, we always kind of knew what the other guy was doing throughout, you know, our what would become our musical careers. So we've known each other a long time. So it's not like, you know, we started the band and then we became like a whole lot closer. Although, you know, when you obviously when you're on tour for years at a time and you're around anybody, you can become closer or you can, you know, probably push other people away as well, which I've seen happen to a lot of people in bands. But we're not that kind of band. Like, we actually get along really well. And I mean, in the beginning, it was kind of the same as what it is now. Although the only difference is more people know about us. We're just two guys that like make music and we love what we do. And, you know, we're happy that there's other people out there that get what we do and enjoy it and come to shows and listen to what we do and, you know, send us letters and emails letting us know that, you know, it's something special to them. And but as far as, like, you know, changing, we evolve as people, obviously, but, you know, we just do what we do. We go in the studio, we make the music that we love, and, you know, hopefully other people are into it. But, you know, we're kind of the same guys now that we were in the beginning. So as far as, like, that is concerned, nothing's really changed.
Well, I've read that when you both first started out, you actually were pretty interested in hip-hop. You ever collaborate musically hip-hop into your projects?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you listen, you know, I don't know, if you listen to what we do,
yeah,
it is hip-hop.
It's, dance,
it's just a little bit faster. But, you know, we both come from hip-hop, and it's not like we're not into it anymore. We're just as big hip-hop heads as we were 10 years ago. And there's no way but to incorporate that side of us into everything we do just because that's what we come from. So, like, you know, when we make the beats and we program stuff, that's definitely a hip-hop mentality, the way that we do it. And if people paid attention to the way that Justin delivers his vocals, it's more like an MC sometimes than a singer, just because he is an MC. So people always kind of ask us, like, you guys started in hip-hop, and then one day you guys decided to do this other thing. And it's not like that at all. I mean, it's not like we one day just decided to change our minds and do another type of music, because hip-hop is a part of who we are, and it's part of what we do musically pretty much whenever we do anything.
So
whether
how
it's like the way that we program the beats, or whether it's just the way that we think about putting tracks together, we think about putting the songs together in a very hip-hop kind of way.
So how do you feel those hip-hop elements have transformed She Wants Revenge to what you guys sound like today?
We're actually heading in a more hip-hop direction with the new record that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. We kind of, with the first two records, we kind of said everything that we really wanted to say in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're two guys that listen to all different kinds of music. And, you know, we kind of got the Depeche, Cure, you know, Psychedelic Furs kind of side of us out in a major way on those records. And like I said a minute ago, we're just two hip-hop heads who would love to try and incorporate more or as much as we can of that side of us into what we do. And so we've been in the studio like a week now, and that's kind of what we've been focusing on, is how do we take what we have and kind of flip it in more of a hip-hop way.
So musically, you feel that She Wants Revenge is changing direction?
As far as the music is concerned, like I said, we did two records where we felt like that kind of is what it is and we want to move on. We put out an EP, which is like kind of a bridge between that sound and where we're going, because a lot of the drums on the EP that we put out are real, real hip-hop. In kind of a breakbeat, in like a breakbeat kind of way, and chopped up like somebody like Public Enemy might do, or maybe Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even know what we're doing. We're just kind of in there now, experimenting and seeing what happens. And, you know, the bottom line is that we have to make music that we love ourselves, and that's what we've always done. Mm-hmm. And we're not really trying to think about like what anybody else is really expecting of us or what they want from us, because, you know, if we're not in love with it, there's no way that we would put it out into the world. So we just kind of go in there, and if something sounds good to us, then we keep it. And if it doesn't, then we move on.
So would you say that the sudden growth took a toll on you guys, or has it worn you out at all?
I wouldn't say that at all, no. I mean, you know, we love what we do. Like I said, we love touring. We love playing for people that, are into the music and come to the shows. And, you know, there are certain things you have to give up when you're on tour for a year and a half, and that is your life at home, basically. And you kind of give up your alone time. You know, you're kind of surrounded by other guys in the band and people on the bus all the time. It's very rare times you actually like get a hotel room where you get a little alone time. And you also somewhat give up your anonymity. You know, I think people recognize him a lot more than they recognize me, but still, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty private and shy person, and you know, you give up that part of you when you're more in the public eye, obviously, and which, you know, isn't a bad thing, but like I said, I'm kind of shy. So when there's a bunch of people kind of after a show wanting to talk to you, so it's a little weird.
Well, but also both of you guys are DJs. Does that ever affect She Wants Revenge artistically?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been a DJ for a long time. He DJs here and there, but as a DJ, I can't speak for how it affects him creatively, but I can say that after being a DJ for a number of years, you tend to know what makes a dance floor move. And, you know, as far as the drums and the beat is concerned, that's one thing that, you know, I have to offer to the band, is that when we set our minds to going in the studio and making a song that's going to make people dance, that's definitely part of what I bring to the table, is just knowing what kind of songs and what kind of drums and beats and things in songs make people get excited and want to dance.
So what do you think it takes to sway a crowd of the size of like a festival Heat is going to be?
I think you just have to go out there, and people have to know that you're being honest and you're having a good time and you're doing the best that you can. And, you know, we've seen people swayed, and we've done shows before where like it started out kind of shaky. When we first went out, our third show ever basically was opening up for Block Party. And most of the people on that tour didn't know who we were. So, like, you'd show up to a venue that was packed with people that knew Block Party really well, and they were sitting there waiting for them, and they don't know who you are. And, you know, it could start out shaky. But I think, like I said, if you just go out there and you have a good time and you do your best and you're honest about what you're doing and not trying to fake it, then I think people react to that. And we would literally watch crowds go from, like, who the heck are these guys, to, wow, like, I really enjoyed that show.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us this afternoon.
Sure.
And in case you're just joining us, I'm talking with Adam 12 of She Wants Revenge, who will be here at Heat on February 7th. Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to it. And one of my best friends is DJing, Frankie Chan. So I'm looking forward to hearing his set as well.
Run, 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 would you wear that black liner, baby? Run, 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 would you wear that black liner, baby? Run, 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 would you wear that black liner, baby? Run, 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 run. This is a story about two girls in New York City, in New York State. This is a story about two girls in New York City, in New York City. This is a story about two girls in New York City, in New York City. I read your every entry. Your secrets and didn't sleep. They say you'll never let me see your face. Wish me luck, then laugh at the sad case. My friend is on the phone, whining crash lights. Says you can stay at mine. Pleasant dreams, sleep, night light. In anime with perfect lacerations. He don't wanna see, it's becoming a fixation. She
the death when I signed on. I saw your pictures and couldn't eat. I swear that you were sent here just to tease, and you smile back in between asterisks. My heart is on my sleeve when I write you these hints that lead to dead and surely.
And that was She Wants Revenge with Blackliner Run off of their self-titled album released in 2006. And in case you're just joining us, for more updates on Heat taking place February 7th at the heart of UCR campus, visit heat.ucr.edu or kucr.org.
I recently spoke to DJ Heather, who will be coming through Heat with DJ Colette as a part of their House FM tour. Listen in on what makes her tick. What first inspired you to become a DJ?
I think it was just being a music fan since I was a kid, and being able to kind of get a hold of my parents' record collection, and that kind of inspired me to just be a fan, and it kind of progressed from there. And through high school, and when I went to college, I was doing college radio, and that kind of manifested all those things I liked about music. And then coming back to Chicago after school, I really got into it from, you know, more participating as a club goer, and having that parallel experience really shaped me as a DJ. Big deal for me.
So I know you came from Chicago, and of course when you were starting out your career, Chicago was just burgeoning as a house center for the world. Like, the world was getting inspired by Chicago music. So was it intimidating getting into the Chicago scene, or was it difficult for you?
I don't know if it was really hard necessarily. Maybe it was just kind of like a time where, yeah, there were lots of DJs, but I don't think it was as hyper-competitive as it is now. I mean, that can be applicable to globally, because the world isn't necessarily outside your front door any longer. Mm-hmm. It's like your presence can be instantaneous on the World Wide Web. So I think it was just more of how you got into it, and, you know, the basic systems of networking, which would be, you know, going to a club or a bar, and maybe a friend of yours giving a good word about what you can do, or perhaps presenting a demo, or someone coming to see you play and then wanting you to come and do their kind of event. So that system of networking really helped me out in terms of just people looking out for me in that way, and just being ingrained in the music scene. So I think for me that was really helpful. But I didn't really
think of myself as competing necessarily, because there weren't as many DJs, really. It was kind of the people who you knew who were other DJs. We felt like we were a small percentage of the populace. We were kind of doing our thing, and there are other people that we'd see at clubs that weren't necessarily into the DJ thing. They're into DJs, but something they didn't want to pursue. And I find that that's changed over time, where the average club goer, or, you know, person who's at a bar, considers themselves just as on par with the person they're hearing play.
Wow.
You know, there's not this level of difference anymore. The playing field is really, really level. So I think that's changed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, as I previously said, Chicago was the home of house, and specifically Jack and House. But you previously made yourself, or I guess when you first started out, you made your name for yourself spinning, you know, hip hop. What inspired you to make the change to the house beat? Was it just as natural as getting into the DJ scene in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, you know, listening to house or dance music is kind of part of the typical experience. It was something that was on the radio. It was something that you kind of were just into. So I don't think I really made it a conscious decision to say, well, okay, I'm going to step out of hip-hop and down-tempo, and I'm going to go for house. It was something that I had played all the time, both just, you know, because I enjoyed it, and also just to challenge myself with a different skill set. So it was down-tempo, it was drum and bass, it was reggae, it was, you know, dancehall, it was all those things. Just because I wanted to, you know, get a little better at the art. So that was part of using all those, you know, colors of a palette, so to speak, to kind of keep myself interested and keep pursuing that art. So I don't think it was ever, going back to it, a conscious decision. It just kind of eventually, gradually flowed from one to another. So, you know, more house gigs I did, the more times I was asked back to do those, and then the down-tempo hip-hop nights were kind of relegated to maybe the end of a set or beginning, or, you know, one-off kind of thing. But it's still something that, you know, I do on my own, or by tracks or records, that kind of thing, because it's music that I enjoy.
So when you come out in a couple weeks for Heat, you're actually splitting the bill with DJ and singer Colette. And I know you two actually worked on a compilation mix for the House of Ohm compilation series. What is it like working with another DJ so closely?
Respective approaches are very, very different, and I think that was really successful. And after, I mean, we've played together for numerous years, and we've known each other for a long time, so I think we just by default complemented each other. And doing this tour subsequently, or the previous one with the House of Ohm tour, and then now our kind of own little brand that we're heading out with House FM, I think people really respond to having the two of us play together. So we're kind of ideally satisfying a need, which is a good thing. So we're happy that people like to see us in a club environment or festival situation. So it's been the response to the tour in general has been overwhelmingly positive.
And now here's the other part of that dynamic duo. Here is DJ Colette with Feeling Hypnotized.
And don't forget to dance it up with DJ Heather and Colette together at Heat on February 7th, along with Circus Survive, She Wants Revenge, Through It All, Frankie Chan, and NERD. For more information, visit heat.ucr.edu or kucr.org. Tickets are available online at ticketmaster.com.
And next week, we're going to be talking to DJ Frankie Chan and NERD. So until next week, this is My Gay Husband by DJ Frankie Chan.
My Gay Husband.
My Gay Husband.
Keep it moving.
Said, what's my name?
My gay husband.
Say my name.
What? Don't stop.
Make it move, come on. Keep it moving.
Said, what's my name?
My gay husband.
Say my name.
My gay husband.
What? Don't stop.
See that boy just standing over there? He stopped to think and wrap my hair. Oh. He asked me where you going tonight. I said, I'm with my girl.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go.